Boy, your words can't excuse the harm you've done to me. So now turn and draw your sword.
I disagree. I've never done you harm. I love you more than you can understand, until you know the reason why I love you. And so, good Capulet, which is a name I love like my own name, you should be satisfied with what I say.
This calm submission is dishonorable and vile. Tybalt, you rat-catcher, will you go fight with me?
What do you want from me?
Good King of Cats, I want to take one of your 9 lives. I'll take one. And depending on how you treat me after that, I might beat the other 8 out of you too. Will you pull your sword out of its sheath? Hurry up, or I'll smack you on the ears with my sword before you have yours drawn.
I will fight you.
Noble Mercutio, put your sword away.
Come, sir. Are you ready? Let's begin.
Draw your sword, Benvolio. Let's beat down their weapons. Gentlemen, stop this disgraceful fight. Tybalt, Mercutio. The prince has banned fighting in the streets of Verona. Stop, Tybalt, stop. Good Mercutio.
I'm finished. Did he get away clean?
Tybalt!
Romeo, villain doc, if you are brave, come settle with me, boy.
Have courage, man. The wound can't be that bad.
No, 'tis not so deep as a well, nor so wide as a church door. But 'tis enough. 'Twill serve. As for me tomorrow, and you shall find me a grave man. I am prepared. I warrant for this world. Why the devil came you between us? I was hurt under your arm.
I thought all for the best.
Our best intentions pave the way to hell. To hell with the Montagues and Capulets, whose angry war has stolen all my days. A plague on both your houses.
This gentleman, the prince's near ally, my very friend, hath got this mortal hurt on my behalf, my reputation stained with Tybalt's slander. Tybalt, that an hour hath been my kinsman.